Hello, world. This is Wichita. Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, brings you another dramatic episode in the great story of this city. Come along with us for a trip down memory lane. Listen to another chapter from the dramatic, the thrilling story of This Is Wichita. Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the baton of Russell Lowe, opens our show tonight with a concert arrangement of Intermezzo by Provost. Before we raise the curtain on tonight's story of early Wichita pioneers, we want to remind all newcomers to this city that the Wichita Eagle is giving all the assistance it can to help you find homes and lodging. Every issue of both the Morning and Evening Eagle contains a list of rentals. If you're looking for a room, apartment, or house, read the classified advertising section of the Wichita Eagle. Then, if you don't find exactly what you want, go to the Eagle office and ask for the classified rental information department. The Wichita Eagle, in cooperation with members of the Wichita Real Estate Board, will assist you in solving your rental problem. And now the curtain rises on another drama of your city and mine. Tonight's play is based on the article which recently appeared in the Wichita Eagle. This is the beautiful true story of two Kansas pioneers. The story of Sam W. Fitzgerald and his wife, Cynthia. It begins in the year 1860 in Central City, Colorado. Two young people have just taken the most sacred vows man and woman can make. They are alone now. The laughter of the departing wedding guests is fading away.
Morning, bride!
Thanks a lot for coming down.
Now, don't let
Sam
in the
car. Oh, hi, Walt.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, Cynthia, my own adorable wife.
And to have.
And to hold.
In sickness and in health.
For richer or poorer. Heavens knows I couldn't be much poorer.
For better or for worse.
For better or worse. I couldn't be any worse.
Oh, Sam, I love you.
I love you, Cynthia. Till death do us part.
Oh, Sam, don't say that. Nothing will ever part us. Nothing. Not even death.
Cynthia.
Hold me closer, Sam. We have a long, beautiful life together, and I don't want to lose a minute of it.
Oh, Cynthia, darling.
Sam.
Cynthia, I'm going to spend my whole life just making you happy.
But I'm already happy.
No, you're going to have nightlings. I'll get them for you. A big home, a mansion, fine carriages.
A big home?
Uh-huh.
A grand mansion?
Uh-huh.
Fine carriage.
Yes, I'll get them for you. I'll get everything you don't have. No, darling. We're starting with so little, but...
Shh, no.
What?
Don't say we're starting with so little. We're starting with so much. Our love. It's not a little thing, my dearest.
Oh, but I want to give you all the fine things. All
we're
the things.
We're fine together, Sam. Together.
Yes, that's right. Together.
And that's what we must fight for. To be together always, always. Nothing must ever part us. Nothing.
It won't, darling. It won't.
They've like a fight. We've got to whip them rebels.
They can't be no two nations. It's got to be one nation.
I've got to be shown. I'm joining the Union Army.
So am I. Abe Lincoln wants volunteers, and I'm for it.
Oh, Cynthia, you got to understand. You just got to understand. This is something I've got to do.
Oh, Sam, it means you'll be gone. We won't be together. Oh, Sam, Sam.
It won't last, Cynthia. We'll show them what's what, and then it'll all be over.
Oh, Sam, I'm trying to believe it's all right.
Oh, come on. Where's that spunk, that spirit? Other women can cry, but not you, Cynthia. Other women can cry because they think their husbands aren't coming back. But you know I am. Look at Cynthia. Tell me you know I'm coming back. Know that.
Yes, Sam, I know you're coming back.
That's the brave girl.
Sure. I'm all right.
Yeah, sure?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm all right now. Honest.
That's it.
I know you're coming back. I know it. I know it. I know it.
Sure I am. I got it. Didn't I promise you a home of your own, a mansion, the finest mansion in all the world?
That's right, you did.
Yeah, you think I'm going to let you down?
You better not.
I'll build that house. You'll see.
Sure you will. So hurry up, hon. Get this pesky war over with and come back to me. Come back to me. You've got work to do.
Thank you.
Cynthia. By now you surely must have the news that it is all over. We've won, and I'm just waiting to be mustered out of the service. Don't know just when I'll be back. Can't say the exact day. But it's all over, and I'm coming back. Maybe you won't know me after what I've been through, so I'll be whistling Coming Through the Rye, because that's the only tune I know. Look for me anytime. I'll be coming back to you just as soon as I can. Your loving. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back.
Remember me?
Sam. My darling.
I'm back, sweetheart. Could you use a good man who'd build a mansion for you?
Sam, you're back. We're together again. Together again. Happy, are you?
No. No, I'm not. No, Cynthia. It's been 3 years since the war ended, and I've gotten nowhere. I haven't done anything for
you. Oh, don't say that, Sam.
Well, I've got to. Look, we've been here in Leavenworth for 3 years. 3 years I've been running the river ferry, and we've nothing to show for it. No, Cynthia, I know what you want. A real home and some land. Some land that you can call your own. And I'm going to get it for you.
You mean you're planning on going away?
Yes, yes. I'm going to push on down the river. There's a place called Wichita. There's plenty of land there. A fella can go there and clear some of it and build a house and... Oh, Cynthia, I just got to do it. I got to do it for you.
All right, Sam. If that's what you want.
It's what I want for you. I'll find some land and build a house, and when it's all built, I'll send for you.
Oh, no, you won't. Listen, Sam, you'll find that land and then send for me. I'm coming to help build that home. My dearest Cynthia, I've at last found the land for our home. It's located on the Arkansas River. There's a small settlement here called Wichita. The soil is rich, and I believe we can make it here. I'm digging a little dugout now, and I'll start splitting rails tomorrow to make our home, our first home.
She's beginning to look a little more like a house, isn't it?
Oh, Sam, it's just great. It's wonderful. My mansion.
Well, that's kind of stretching the point, honey. There's no chinking between those logs, and there's no floor in it yet.
Just give us time. Just give us time, old Sam. The wonderful thing is, it's our own. Our first real home. Land that's all our land.
Hello there. Are you all the visitors?
Look, somebody's coming to see us.
Sure we are. Please drive. Oh,
Darla,
hello there.
Hello.
Awfully glad you came over.
Thank you. I live over at the other side of the river. I've been watching you and your man working away. My name's Felix.
And ours is Fitzgerald. We came down from Leavenworth, Kansas. How do you like our home?
Well, if you want the truth or some sugar coating?
Why, the truth, of course.
Well, my dear girl, that house of yours won't last through the winter. If this big Kansas wind that hits, it'll just scatter the whole shebang all over the country.
Well, that's not so.
No, don't get your tail feathers up. I've been here before you were. I know what a Kansas winter's like.
Yeah, maybe so. But it's a good, strong house. My husband and I built it together. We're going to live in it.
No floor, and then no chinking, and then cracks. Well, you'll freeze your tables off. I've seen folks settle around here before, and they don't stay long. This here country's cussed mean. Just plain mean, ornery low down. It burns you up in the summer, and it freezes you in the winter. And then what's left of you after that? Why, the grasshoppers yet. Bet you don't stick it out.
Oh, you do. Our neighbor will be living here long after you're planted in the ground. Don't tell me about this Kansas country. I know it's tough, but me and my man are tougher. We came here to make a home, and come wind, rain, or high water, we'll do it.
Now, I'll spit a ball of tobacco a yard wide if I don't think you will.
Thanks. We know we will.
Well, time will tell. But mark my words, this is going to be one of the coldest winters that ever hung an icicle on your nose.
We can't let this happen, huh? So we'll show them. We'll...
Cynthia, we can't stay here in this house. She was right. It wasn't ready for winter.
Oh, yes, we can. We'll...
Cynthia, no. We're going to have to hole in into the dugout. Look at the way the wind's blowing in through those cracks. This blizzard's getting worse, too.
Oh, but Sam, I know.
Yes, I know, but I can't let you do it. Come on, Cynthia. We'll be much warmer in the dugout. When spring comes, maybe we can find some way to fix this.
Maybe. Oh, Sam, there's no maybe about it. We will find a way.
But we've got to get some money before we can do that.
Oh, we'll get it. I'll get a floor and a decent roof. And those cracks filled in. I'll bet the wind won't run us in the dugout next winter. Oh, if it were only spring now. It's here. It's come at last. Oh, Sam, the winter's over. Now we can start building right. We can... What's the matter, Sam? Why are you looking that way?
No, Cynthia, don't you see? We haven't got anything. It's going to take money to do what we want. Money to
we'll
buy lumber.
We'll get it. If that's what it takes, we'll get it.
But where? How? You don't seem to realize how unsettled, how barren this country
is. Now listen, Sam. All I know is that we've got some wonderful land, and we've got our home started, and whatever it takes to keep all this, we'll get.
Hello there. You folks still around?
You bet your life we are. How are you, Mrs. Seeley?
Oh, right there to middling and sort of in between. Well, I see you stuck it through the winter.
That's right, and we'll stick it through a lot of more winter,
now
too.
Now you're talking, Miss Fitzgerald. If this country gets some more like you, it'll be something yet. You know, I was over talking to some folks that settled here last year. The woman there was right down discouraged.
Well, I can sympathize with her, but I'm not going to let it lick me.
Good for you. And if I can help
you... You can. We need some money. We need to buy some regular lumber and we...
Money? Land's sake, child. You just as well ask for a drink of water in Hades. Money? Why, the folks around here don't know what it is.
You see. What did I tell you, Cynthia?
But surely we...
Lordy, honey. Most of the folks that come here are as poor as church mice. They never had nothing, and 9 out of 10 of them never will.
Mrs. Seeley, why do you like to paint this country as black as you can?
Well, I'm not one to go saying things as grand when they ain't. There's a lot that's discouraging here. These here young folks I was talking to today... They pointed out something I've known. The woman said there was nothing to do but just sit and work for a bare living. No fun, no nice parties, no place much to go.
Party?
Yeah, you know, dancing and sociable gathering.
Dancing? A grand ball and lots of people. Oh, Sam, do you remember some of the balls we used to go to?
Yeah, in Central City, in Leavenworth.
And they've never had one here.
Not to my knowledge.
Well, Mrs. Seeley, they're going to have
one. What?
This little town's going to have its first ball. There'll be dancing and supper and ice cream.
Sakes alive, who's going to do that?
Who? Why, neighbor, you're looking at the best little dance getter-upper you ever saw.
Theo, we haven't even got enough money for a roof over our heads, and you talk about giving a ball.
Giving a ball? Oh, don't be silly, darling. I'm going to charge for it.
Say, by golly, did you hear about that public dance we're going to have?
Yes. You mean a regular dance?
Yeah, and supper and ice cream. Some woman by the name of Fitzgerald is throwing it. Mm. She's selling tickets right now.
Well, count me in. How much is it going to cost?
$1.50 a piece. Mm. Eat your fill and dance your fling. Come as you are and leave when you want to, by heck.
A dance? They're going to have a dance, a public dance. Oh, isn't it wonderful?
A public dance. Music and fun.
Lord bless the woman that thought that up. All right, folks, quiet. Quiet, folks. Pardon me while I make a little speech. Well, now, you know, I just wanted to say that this is the best time I've ever had in my life. How about the rest of you? And you know we all can thank that smart little woman that thought this up. I say we owe her a great big vote of thanks for this. Even if she did charge us.
Pardon me, but are you Mrs. Cynthia Fitzgerald?
That's right, ma'am.
Well, I'd like to talk to you for a minute. I want to thank you for what you've done. It's like they said, even if you did charge for it, it's so wonderful. This is something we've needed, a chance to get together, to laugh and to dance. Life can be so dreary out here on the prairie. Sometimes we, well, especially we women folk, we long for some of the things they have in the cities back east. But thanks to you, you've shown us that we can have them here. I want to especially thank you because, well, you see, I was planning on giving up our homestead and going back. I just thought I couldn't stand this. But I know now that people can make their own happiness if they want to. They can make it anywhere, in the city or in the wilderness. Thank you so much, Mrs. Fitzgerald. Thank you for showing us.
Forty-seven. Botheration. Somebody passed off a Confederate bill on me.
Sure did.
48, 49, 50, 51, 52.
Oh, Sam, we've cleared $52 profit, and that's enough for a new floor and for windows and a roof for our home.
It sure is.
Oh, Sam, don't ever talk of leaving here. We'll fill that mansion yet.
Years pass swiftly by. Rich, full years for Sam and Cynthia. But years of hard work. By 1882, the Fitzgeralds have over 120 acres of land under cultivation. The little cow town of Wichita is growing gradually larger. Nothing daunted Cynthia until
Mrs. Fitzgerald.
Yes, Doctor. How is he? He will get well, won't he?
I wish I could say that truthfully. But...
Oh, no. He's got to get well. Well, let me see him. I'll talk to him. He won't leave me.
Cynthia. Is that you?
Yes, Sam. I'm here. Sam. You've just got to get well. I'll figure some way. I'll figure this out.
I'm afraid you can't, dearest. Not this time.
Well, Bosch, you said that before, but I've always figured a way. And I will this time. I will, Sam. We've worked too hard over the years, and we've come a long way together. And you can't go now. You just can't go and not see things really great and beautiful like we planned.
Like we planned them.
Remember the mansion, honey?
Yes. Oh, Sam, you've got to get well so we can build it. You promised, Sam.
I'm trying, honey. Trying awful hard, but...
We've got to do it. None of this will mean anything. Sam. Sam.
Sorry, dear, but... You just can't beat this problem.
Yes, I can. Listen to me. Sam. Sam. Oh, Sam.
In the year 1884, a large house was built by Cynthia Fitzgerald. The boom was coming on. Wichita was stretching like a young giant, feeling the first pangs of growing pains. More people, more land. In less than 20 years, Cynthia had seen a region so raw, it was not even counted countryside. Evolved into city property. A wealthy lady, she stands before the grave of her husband. And we're quite sure she hears her words.
We built the mansion, Sam. That little old log house finally turned into a big mansion. There are lots of houses on the old homestead, Sam. The town's moving all over it. Someday there won't be any farmland there. But we built the mansion, Sam. We built it, didn't we?
And so our curtain falls on the story of Sam and Cynthia Fitzgerald. Come wind, rain, and high water, they stuck to their land and saw a city grow up through the waving grass of the Kansas prairie. This program is sincerely dedicated to the courageous spirit of the women who refused to be defeated. Friday evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you a dramatization of one of its many stories. And every morning and evening, the Eagle brings you the latest news of the world. Subscribe to the paper that is first in news, first in sports, first in comics and features, and the home of the finest serial stories. 20 cents per week brings you the Morning and Evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition. This is Vernon Reed inviting you to listen again next Sunday evening to another story of your city and mine. This is Wichita.